What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Yes, team, welcome back to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to be chatting to you guys about the three issues you're going to encounter when losing weight as a Type 1. Hey, I think all of us in our lifetime have wanted to lose weight, yeah? And especially as Type 1s, it can be a little bit trickier. But I'm here to help you with that today. Now, before we get started, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more Type 1 diabetics and grow the podcast as well. Also, feel free to screenshot whatever device or platform you're listening to it on. Share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom so I can reach out, I can share it, I can say thank you. Right, so, yes, my job as a coach is to help other type 1 diabetics improve the glucose control. Specifically, I'm known for getting other type 1s to achieve a HbA1c of 6.5% or below. But also, I'm a coach, I'm a health and fitness coach when it's peeled back at the end of the day. So I do help people, help type 1s, lose body fat, lose weight, improve the fitness, gain lean muscle, because I love fitness, I love health at the end of the day. But the reason why I also help type 1s with a blood glucose, that's the main thing that I do, is because it's pointless in you trying to improve your health, improve your fitness, drop body fat, gain lean muscle, if your blood glucose control is shit. And I'll be straight up and to the point with you. Great glucose control, yeah, is the base foundation for any body goal or health or fitness goal that you've got, yeah? You've got to have good glucose control first, yeah? So I'm going to open with that, but this episode is going to be specifically the three issues that you'll encounter when losing weight as a type 1 diabetic. And I know these because I've encountered them, that's how I know how to overcome them. And it's something when my clients come to me and they're like, yeah, I also want to drop some body fat, drop some weight. Cool. It's the issues that I know and that I preempt for them and how to overcome them. And I'm going to share it with you guys today. Now, first of all, I want you to have understanding of why things happen. It's pointless of me coming on air saying, this is what's going to happen, this is how you overcome it. No, knowledge is power, if actioned. I'm going to add that. Knowledge is power if you take action. But I want to give you guys knowledge as well so you understand why these fucking things are happening. And I'm going to start with the basics of how fat loss works for anyone that is a human being, type 1 or not. Works the fucking same. A calorie deficit is needed. That means you need to be burning more than you're eating every single day to drop body fat, to drop weight. Paramount, yeah? It's not from eating less carbs. Carbs are calories at the end of the day, but so are protein and fats, yeah? It's not carbs that are stopping you losing body fat. I could do a whole fucking episode on this, but look, it's a calorie deficit at the end of the day. That's how fat loss works, yeah? Burn more than you consume each day. Don't care if you're a fucking type 1. I don't care if you've got an underactive thyroid like myself, if it's well managed and it's in range. That's how it works. Yeah, that's how it fucking works. I'm not going to go in on that, but that is the basics of fat loss. Yeah, I could probably do a whole fucking episode of that. Yeah. So, right, let's look at specifically the benefits to us as type 1 diabetics of losing body fat. Yeah, of losing body fat or of losing weight. I hate saying weight. I prefer body fat. No one wants to lose weight. If you want to lose something, it's body fat, right, at the end of the day. So let's kind of stick with that along this. So I'm going to come into the benefits, like, and we've got to be honest with ourselves at times. I know these times when I've been holding too much body fat, I've been like, Tom, you need to pull your finger out, like, and lose some body fat. And you've got to be honest with yourself. If you know you're holding too much body fat, yeah, then these benefits that I'm going to talk to you about should help drive you to want to lose that extra body fat, yeah? So here we go. The first one is increased insulin sensitivity. Not that insulin is bad or taking, hey, we all need what insulin requirements we need. Don't let anyone ever come to you and say, oh, you're taking a lot of insulin in comparison to fucking who? We all need what we need, and insulin does not cause weight gain. Let me fucking repeat that and write this fucker down. Insulin does not cause weight gain. Just told you how body fat, how losing fat works, calorie deficit. If you overeat on calories, You overeat on calories, you're going to get fat, you're going to gain weight. It's nothing to do with insulin. Insulin's just a transporter, it's a hormone, it stores shit where it needs to be stored. That's it. It's not insulin's fault that someone isn't losing weight, it's because you're fucking eating too much. So the benefits of losing body fat as a type 1, increased insulin sensitivity. Your insulin works better, yeah, and it can actually do its job better, yeah. Better health. That's simple. We all want better health. We're all striving each day to become the best version of ourselves, and a point of that is being better health. This is a big one for us, team. Prolonged life. Prolonged life. We're going to live for as long as we possibly can live for. Do you not want that? I know that I fucking do. The other benefit is less chance of diabetic health complications. I'll be honest with you, if you're overweight, you're holding too much body fat, your risk of heart attack, stroke, all that sort of shit goes up. Then on top of that, if your blood glucose control isn't great, sorry to be one to tell you this, you fucking know this anyway, we just shy away from it sometimes, you've got the diabetic health sort of complications as well as the complications of being overweight. So surely, that's a driver. The benefits to us as type 1 diabetics of not holding too much body fat. But I'm not talking about being in sick shape, do you know what I mean? I'm talking about looking healthy, feeling good, do you know what I mean? That's what it is. Increased insulin sensitivity, better health, prolonged life, less chance of diabetic health complications. We all know what those are, team. I don't need to fucking spell them out for you. Right, I'm going to get into the three issues that you're going to encounter when losing weight as a type 1 diabetic, losing body fat as a type 1 diabetic. I'm going to tell you these issues, I'm going to tell you and help you understand why they happen, and I'm going to tell you how to stop it. The first thing, and this is the biggest one, and you'll know this, fucker, if you've had a goal of dropping body fat and you start to eat less, you start to move more, what happens? What happens? Before I tell you, you fucking know what happens. You know what happens to us, the type ones. We have a lot of lows. We have a lot of lows. But this is a good thing, because it kind of tells you that you're on the right track. You're getting more insulin sensitive. You need less insulin. Do you know what I mean? It's just feedback from your body saying, hey, fucking hell, mate. Like, you started to eat better. You started to be more active. I don't need all this insulin you're giving me now because it's too much, because I'm having too many lows, yeah? So that is the first thing. That is just feedback from your body. It happens to everyone. It's happened to me in the past. When clients come into my program, even if they've not got a goal of losing weight, if you want to maintain the weight or something, and they start to eat better, they're following my program, they're doing these tests and stuff, they're moving more, they're exercising, they're having more lows. It happens. It happens to us all. It's normal. That is normal. And it happens, like I say, because you start to eat better, or you're eating a calorie deficit, you're moving around more, you're losing body fat, there's less of you, you need less insulin. Think of fuel in a big car and then fuel in a small car, yeah? There's less in the small car. And as you get smaller, when you start to lose body fat, you become more insulin sensitive. The only way to know that is because you have more hypos. That's why it happens. How do you stop it? You're never going to stop it initially. It's going to happen. It's gonna happen, but it shouldn't be one of these where I tried losing body fat and I have so many lows, so I just fucked it off. No, no, I'm gonna tell you right now today how to stop it. First point of call, what you need to do is look at your basal rate. Look at your basal insulin, so your long-lasting insulin if you're on pens, or your basal profile if you're on a pump, yeah? Because what's happening when you're in a calorie deficit is you're basically starving your body in a sense. So what's happening is all that stored glucose that's been stored in your liver is starting to kick itself out to use as energy, yeah? Starting to kick itself out. And your basal insulin is responsible for your liver pushing out that glucose in between meals and overnight. So if you're having more lows, we always start with basal insulin, with your basal profile if you're on a pump, run some tests, or your long lasting if you're on pens. Start there. Chances are, I'll put 100 quid on this, that you're going to have to decrease it. You're going to have to decrease it, right? Basal rate, start there first. If you're having a lot of lows, you know, you set yourself in a calorie deficit, you're moving more, you're like, right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to drop some body fat. Oh, fuck, I'm having lows. Calm the foot down, it's normal. All you need to do is look at your basal insulin, your long-lasting insulin. Because it's something I've had to decrease, and when I work with clients, it's something that they decreased as well. I've had clients decrease their basal insulin by 50-60%. 50-60%. To give you guys an idea, back in 2018, I decided to challenge myself to get in the leanest like best looking shape. I felt like fucking shit, but best shape I could possibly get in, the leanest I could get in. I went from about 100 and odd kilos down to 83 kilos. My basal insulin, that's the point of me telling you this, my basal insulin across a 24-hour period was 24 when I was 100 and odd kilos. 24, I'm on a pump, so across a 24-hour period, it's distributed differently at different times, but it was 24 units in total. When I went from 100 and odd kilos, 24 units, basal insulin, down to about 82, 83, my basal insulin went down to, ready for this, across a 24-hour period, 12 units. 24 down to 12, it went. Yeah, so as you start to get smaller and lose body fat and become healthier and more active, you are going to need to decrease your basal insulin. That's why you're having so many lows, yeah? That's the first issue you're going to run into. That happens pretty quick as well. That can happen within a week or so. Sometimes quicker, but it's not a chance. It's not, don't give up. I really wanted to lose body fat, so I do better, but I'm having so many lows, so fuck it, I'm just going back to the old me. No, I've just told you how to overcome it. Persevere with it, don't give up, keep going, you will stop these lows. It's a normal thing that happens to every type one, even when they're not wanting to lose body fat, even when they're just becoming healthier. Right, that was the first one, lows, hypos. The second one is treating these lows, treating these hypos, yeah? Now, you've probably had this where you're like, oh, I'm having a fucking low. I'm going to have to treat it. I feel bad because I'm putting extra calories in, or I've just been to the gym and now I'm having a low. I'm having to eat extra calories. I'm fucking having so many lows. I'm eating so much more calories. Do you know what I mean? And what's the fucking point in this now? No. Right, I've just told you this is tied into number one, yeah? You're going to have these lows initially. You will stop them eventually when you start looking around with basal rates, right? Start looking around with basal rates. But what about treating these lows? You need to treat the lows. And the first thing I'll say to your team is never feel bad for treating a low. That was a pause to get it into your fucking head. Never feel bad for treating a low. You have two options. You treat the low or you don't and you pass out. Never feel guilty. Never feel guilty for consuming calories in a hypo. You have to. You ain't got a choice. Just make sure the shit that, like, jelly babies and not fucking chocolate and all that other fat and stuff, you don't need that. That's not helping you get out of a low state. It's not pushing your blood glucose up. It's fat. You don't need chocolate. You don't need cakes. You don't need donuts. You don't need all that shit. Just treat it with fucking jelly babies or sweets or dextrose or a little bit of Lucozade, whatever your thing is. Just keep it carbs. Keep it carbs. No protein, no fats. You don't want all them extra calories. But you're going to have to treat it at the end of the day. Now, why does this happen? I've just told you why I have so many lows, because you're smaller. It's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen. But here's the problem. Here's what happens is treating all these hypos can knock you out of that calorie deficit. I've just told you the only way to lose body fat is to be in a calorie deficit, which means burning more every single day than you're consuming. That's how it works for all humans, type 1, not type 1, whatever the fuck it is, type 2, anything. That's how it works. Now, if you're having so many lows, you have to eat and consume calories at the end of the day to sort yourself out, to get you out of a hypo state. Now, the chances are, if this is becoming an issue and stopping you losing weight, is because you're eating yourself out of that caloric deficit. Yeah? Hopefully this is making sense. You're eating yourself out of that caloric deficit. How do you stop it? This is the best advice I can give you. It's so fucking simple. It is so simple. This is why you should be tracking your calorie intake using MyFitnessPal and tracking your food. So I've done so many episodes on why that's beneficial towards the type ones. But here you go. Here's how you stop it. You save 200 or 300 calories every single day for hypo treatments. When you work your calories out, let's say we're eating 1,500 calories. I'm not saying eat that. This is just fucking figures I'm throwing around, because I know some fucker will come to me and say, is 1,500 calories my deficit? No, right. This is just figures. It's just a fucking example, team. Right. Let's say we've worked out ourselves in a calorie deficit and it's 1,500 calories we need to eat every single day to lose body fat, yeah? Take 200 or 300 of them away. Yeah, let's go 300, yeah? Which gives you 1,200 calories to eat a day, yeah? Now, if you don't consume, you don't have a loan, you don't consume them, cool. You can add them on to the next day, or you can save it to create a larger deficit, yeah? That is the only way to stop this, because you're going to have these lows, but then it comes to treating them. Give yourself 200 or 300 calories every single day for hypo treatments. This is something I do with clients. If you don't have a hypo, well, you're going to first when you initial start on this journey, but you've managed to sort your basal rates out and shit, and you're not having these lows, then you won't need them. But initially, you're going to need 200 or 300 calories, yeah? If you start having a crap ton of those and you eat over that, so fucking what? That's just how it is. Yeah, you need to look at adjusting insulin ratios then to stop all these lows, yeah? Hopefully this is making sense, team. That's it. Treating lows is the second biggest issue you're going to run into. I've told you why you get lows, why it's going to happen. I've told you how to stop it. Save yourself 200 or 300 calories every single day. Every single day. The third thing, issues that you're going to run into, and I've seen this, I'm putting my head in my hands right now, time and time again, and that's rebound. That is rebound. This just doesn't go for type ones. This goes for anyone wanting to lose body fat in general, or lose weight in general, lose body fat. It's the regain and the rebound from it. Now, why does it happen? Because people, 9 times out of 10, do it in an unsustainable way. Here's an example. You ready for this? And this is specific to you fuckers as type 1 diabetics. You decide you're not too happy with how you look. You want to lose a little body fat. So what you do, you go low carb. You go to a low carb diet. But the problem is you fucking love carbs, mate. You like bread. You like your pasta, your potatoes. You like enjoying yourself a little bit at the weekends, going out with mates, some alcohol. That's carbs as well. Yeah. But you cut all that out, let's say for 12 weeks while you're wanting to lose body fat. You cut it all out and you lose body fat. You lose body fat, but then week 13, you're like, man, I'm fucking glad that is over. Bang, you're out every weekend. You're ordering takeouts. You're just going ham on alcohol. Ham means hard as a motherfucker. On carbohydrates because you went super low carb. Now your body's cringing. If you have a taste and you're like, fucking hell, meh. You just fucking go in. You go in hard as a motherfucker on carbs because you cut them out completely. And then you know what? A few weeks later, you're like, fucking hell, I've regained all that. What a waste of time that was. I regained it. That's why it happens. Because you set out to lose body fat in an unsustainable way that you know, being honest with yourself, you ain't going to live like that long term, yeah? So how do you stop it? How do you stop it? Firstly, you don't do it in an unsustainable manner. You don't go to an extreme. You don't fucking cut a complete food group out like carbohydrates, yeah? You don't do it in a way that... This is the best question you can ask yourself, right? You need to ask yourself, yeah? Could I see myself eating and doing all this stuff I'm doing now for the rest of my life? If your answer is no, don't do it. It's not going to be sustainable. If your answer is yes, you fucking nailed it. And you're ahead of most people out there, most type ones when it comes to getting in shape. Yeah. So you need to do it slow and steady. Still include things that you enjoy. If you like eating out, eat out once a week, twice a week. Yeah. If you like a drink at the weekends and stuff, do it. But just make sure you're tracking it and you're still staying within your caloric deficit. You're still staying within your caloric deficit, yeah? Because that is one of the biggest things people, not just for type ones, but I see it a lot with type ones, they're like, carbs are making me fat, so I cut carbs out and I started losing weight, but then I got to where I was and they had a carb and I went fucking crazy. This is why, because it's unsustainable, team. Another thing is like stupid fucking detox diets or these Weight Watchers and Slimming World and all that sort of bullshit. Yeah, I'm going to slate it. If you've tried it, you've probably regained the weight, so you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Stuff that's not sustainable for you long term will always cause you to rebound and regain most of, if not all, of the weight that you lose. Yeah. So when you are doing it, when you're setting up your plan, you're setting up your nutrition plan, you're setting up your workout plan, do it in a way that you enjoy. You're still including some things in there that you enjoy, and that in a way that's sustainable for you. Yeah, in a way that's sustainable for you. So quick recap, team. The three things are hypos. I've told you why it happens, how to stop it. Look at adjusting basal rates. The second thing is treating lows because you're going to get them. Why it happens, told you, going to eat out of that calorie deficit. If you're constantly having lows, you're not going to lose body fat. How to stop it, save 200 or 300 calories every single day for hypo treatments. And the third thing is the rebound at the end, where you get to where you want to be, or some people don't even get there, they just fucking rebound. Why? Because you do it in an unsustainable way that you don't enjoy. You're cutting things out that you actually enjoy. Yeah. How to stop it? Do it slow and steady and still include foods and things that you enjoy. That you enjoy. Team, that is it. If you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. I know these are the common issues that I come across, so I know now you're going to be equipped with knowing why these issues happened And then if your goal is dropping some body fat, losing a little bit of weight, yeah, you're going to know how to overcome these issues. Team, I appreciate you listening to this episode today. Until the next episode, peace.